Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, as we approach the end of hour number one, we are always happy to punctuate it with the Syndio Twitter question of the day, brought to you by Syndio, your HR experts in Wichita. How did our Seattle, Phoenix, Orlando, Boston question end up yesterday? Did Seattle end up? Phoenix won it all.
40%, followed by Seattle. Seattle was second. Yep.
Okay, I'm just going to take all of those 40%, and we're going to go down there in July,
or June, or August, or September.
That's right, and then we're going to see how it goes after that.
Andrew's a Boston guy. He could stand the foot of snow and not worry about it, so he went with Boston.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no question at all. All right, what are we going with today?
You know, this turned out to be a little disturbing, and I'll tell you why in a second. So we got the Little League World Series regional qualifiers going on, and yesterday one of the kids hit a ball to the moon. I mean, he had a no-doubter to center field. A couple of kids on the other team gave him five on his way around the bases. The shortstop and the pitcher actually met him three-quarters of the way down the line at third before he touched home plate. So knowing that or seeing that, the question is, at what level of baseball is this acceptable? So you can vote and retweet at KFH Radios, where you can find the Syndio Twitter questions. Basically, it's a kid in the Little League World Series qualifier hit a ball to the moon yesterday. A couple of kids on the other team gave him five, including the pitcher. At what level of baseball is this acceptable? T-ball, Little League, or no level? Never. I was surprised and a little disappointed at how many people, not in my timeline, but just on Twitter in general, from many, many different people, that were so up in arms about these 12-year-old kids giving this kid five on his way around the bases. I find nothing wrong with it whatsoever.
Oh, my
gosh, considering you're 12.
The
biggest problem I had was some people insinuating that the kids are soft and not taught to be competitive, and that if it was their kid, they would never let that happen. I'm totally on the other side. And I, you know, I'm as competitive as the next guy whenever you're between the lines. But these kids are 12. And that, I can promise you, and you can take exception to me if you want to, but at 12, that's not something they're taught.
No.
First of all, good sportsmanship, I would hope, is something that they're taught. But no coach would ever tell their kids, hey, when dude takes you deep, make sure and give him five and give him proper credit for going. No, that's just something the individual kids are doing. And to me, it's exhibiting good sportsmanship. And I don't have one problem with it.
It wasn't a ball that snuck over the fence. It was a prodigious blast. It's not one that you'll see again probably in that tournament. Right? So
it was like way over the scoreboard in the center field.
I mean, just an absolute just rocket launch.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I mean, I probably, if I'm the coach on the other team that it happened to, I'm probably chuckling and just tipping my hat to the other guy. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you just tip your hat and then you go get the next guy out. And if you've got a couple of your guys that decided to slap him a little skin, that's fine. They're 12 years old and, you know, we're not into taking no prisoners yet. That comes somewhere down the line. And I'm like you. I'm as competitive as just about anyone. And I'm old school that way. But when you're 12 freaking years old, yep. Come on. It's not that big a deal. It's okay. And in fact, at the risk of the those out there that'll talk about the wussification of our culture.
And I saw that right a now, lot. I saw that a yeah. lot on Twitter yesterday.
Yeah. At the risk of irritating those people, I'm just going to say we probably need a little more of that, not less of that. I'm not talking about, you know, who's in charge of the drinks and everybody gets a medal in T-ball.
Yeah, no, that's
I'm not talking about
the
that.
Extreme. Right. Yeah. I know. Right.
Right. I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about acknowledging a guy kicking your tail, and you know what? Nice job. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Pitcher going to throw it?
You can tell in the Little League World Series when they're 12, every single emotion or move that they make is 100% from the heart. These kids
totally.
Cry on the field. They, like yesterday, you know, gave five to the guy running around the bases. They are emotional and they wear their hearts on their sleeve.
Remember, they honestly react.
You remember, was it last year or maybe the year before? This one kid, I'll never forget. It was in the Little League World Series. He's somebody with a green uniform. I couldn't even tell you, you know, what part of the country he was representing. But
West.
But he gave up a moonshot to center, and the center field camera zoomed in on him. And he turned around and kind of bent over at the waist, and you could see him go, wow! And he started laughing.
Yeah, I do remember that.
You remember
yes,
that kid?
I do remember. Yes, I do.
I could watch that on a loop forever. I laughed out loud that that kid was so... He was like, I can't believe I gave that up, or how far that ball went that I gave up.
Yeah.
That's the kind of... Look, I don't want to be overdramatic here, but that's the kind of unbridled emotion that those kids are playing with. Now, I don't support a lot of what goes on at the Little League World Series with breaking balls and, you know, plenty of stuff that's wrong with Little League baseball, I think. And, you know, some of it has to do with the parents, but that's a whole nother thing. But what happened yesterday, I'm 100% in favor of. I wouldn't encourage it necessarily if I were a coach, but if my kid did it, I wouldn't say anything to him.
No.
I tell you that with all sincerity. If my
just
kid was the pitcher of the shortstop and he did that, I wouldn't say one word.
Yeah, the only thing I'd do is I'd go over to my guy that, what pitch did he hit? Where was it? What did you learn from it? And where are you going to throw it next time? I mean, you know, I mean, or something like that. Now, you don't have any kids out there, you know, kicking the can and missing a ball on purpose. It's not like a guy hitting a home run and slapping a little, a little skin his way is going to make these guys try any less.
Right.
I mean, you know, come on. There's nothing wrong with it. They're 12.
44% so far, Bruce, say no level. Never.
Yeah,
not acceptable.
Yeah.
And that's...
Yeah.
That's more. That's 1% more than those that say it's acceptable at the Little League level. 8, 6, 9, and 12, 40. If you want to,
yeah.
If you want to weigh
in. Did you see the? It was a few years ago, and it was a game. It was a softball game up in like Central Washington against Eastern or Western. It's immaterial, but it was played up there in the Pacific Northwest, and a gal hit a home run, and. But then tweaked her knee or blew something
right.
out as she was running
yep.
around the bases, and two of the opposing players actually picked her up and completed her running around
helped
the bases.
Get around the bases, yeah.
It was one of the most. It was one of the most wonderfully spontaneous, real things that I've seen in a competitive situation in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it. How about Ron Baker and Fred Van Vliet in St. Louis starting applause for who was the kid at Indiana State that was there forever?
Odom. Odom?
Yeah, Jake Odom. You know, I mean, those types of moments are cool, I think. Does it make Ron Baker and Fred VanVleet any less competitive? Are you kidding me? They're in the NBA. But they think enough of someone else to show to stop in the middle of a game and to start applause in St. Louis at Scott Trade Center to acknowledge this guy and the career that he had. Mm-hmm. There's ways to do that, and I think it's refreshing. I think it's great, and I think it reminds us, really, what we should probably aspire to a little bit more than we do.
Yep. Rob is with us on the Tad's Locker Room Hotline. What do you got, Rob?
Well, y'all kind of made the point a little bit, but, I mean, when I was in the Little League at 12 in the playoffs and that sort of thing, it was, you know, every kid in there wants to win. They're that close to the Little League World Series dream of every kid. Of course they're competitive. They're just acknowledging a great play. I mean, they still want to win. I mean, even into high school, I would play against kids from different towns that I was close with. And if they got one on us, you know, you'd kind of stick your hand out and give them a five as they ran by. You know, the people who say it's not acceptable at any level, that's what happens to Little League baseball or the travel league stuff, this mm-hmm. ultra-competitive thing. I don't necessarily think it's Little League baseball that has issues. It's the people and the things that have surrounded it, you know, and just corrupted it so much.
Well,
thanks, Rob.
Thank you, Rob. I appreciate the call. I'll ask you this, Shane. Should it be on television as much as it is?
No.
Should 12-year-olds be? Yeah.
No.
I have a problem with that.
Yeah, it's unfair kids to put them on TV. Yep.
Yeah. I just don't think it's a good thing for them to have to deal with. Whatever.
This goes way into the early fall. Makes you wonder when these kids start school. Honestly, yeah. Check and see when the Little League World Series ends. Check that date on the calendar, and you tell me. No, I'm not want to get up on a soapbox about these kids should be in school.
No, I hear you. No, I hear you, though. Yeah, you're right. No, I feel you. Yeah. I think what we witnessed yesterday was something good about the Little League World Series, when there's plenty to take questions about. All right. Hour number two, straight ahead. We'll reset what's on tap, amongst other things, keeping you up to speed on the PGA Championship. And Tim Fitzgerald from GoPowerCat.com on Bill Snyder. Stay with us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.